Representative Seaton, I would like an update on House Bill 287, Education and Pupil Transportation. If you could clarify what the problem is, what needs to happen?
House Bill 287 is intended to early fund education, in other words, pass a separate appropriation for that education budget early in the session this year, so we don't have to go through all the teacher layoff notices. School districts will know how much money they have in time to plan their budgets. That passed the House with only 3 negative votes. The funding source, which is the Constitutional Budget Reserve, the Republican minority all voted against that. So it went over to the Senate without a funding source. So it's up to the Senate now to identify a funding source. They could identify the same one we did, or they could go to the earnings reserve of the permanent fund, or they could put together some other combination. And it's scheduled now for 9 a.m. in Senate Finance next Friday. Senator Stevens, Senate Bill 131, asking future legislatures to also pass early funding of education. That'll also be on that same agenda at the same time.
Over in the Senate, they're having trouble replacing the District E seat. You guys in the House went through this to replace the District 38 seat. The Republicans say that Walker didn't follow a traditional process of nominating someone who has the support from district parties. Is the process the same in the House and the Senate?
It's not in the Constitution this way, but the tradition has been that the party that is represented by the person who left office nominates at least 3 people to the governor, and the governor can pick from those, or if he doesn't like those, he can ask for some additional names, or the Constitution says he will appoint somebody of that party.
There's a Pebble Mine presentation at the Homer Legislative Information Office today at 1. Do you listen in on those?
Probably have a staff doing it. We have closeouts of the subcommittees on February 23, and I'm having pre-meetings with the subcommittee chairs and everything now. Of course, I'm the co-chair of the operating budget, and there were a number of budget items that were put into the budget contingent on bills passing. So if a bill passes, it has a fiscal note with it, which puts in the money. Counting on bills passing and putting money in the budget for that has made things difficult. So we're having to unwind all that.
So subcommittee meetings today on your schedule.
And the evenings and the weekends. 23, I think, last week, and I think one was canceled, so only 22 this week. By the way, everybody should know that they can go to the legislative TV and they can pull up the archive on that, because we required that all those meetings be held in the rooms that have the legislative TV.
Is there anything else on your list for today?
Everybody should know March 1 through 3rd is probably going to be the public testimony on the budget. And we've got in House Finance, industrial hemp passed this last week. And so that'll be going to the floor soon. So maybe give an agricultural opportunity for people in Homer and the Lower Peninsula.
Representative Paul Seaton, Republican of Homer, Alaska. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks so much. Bye-bye.